Hello, and thanks for tuning in to Audio Mo Day 14, the belated slash makeup edition. My name is Ivan Fetch, and I'm also Ivan Fetch on Twitter, I-V-A-N-F-E-T-C-H. Today I thought I'd also respond to a post that Jaffastar made, where she posed a question, do we spend too much time on our cell phones? I think it's also great that we can do so many things on our phones. I think about how things were when I was growing up, where things were four-track tapes and braille books and lots of lead time planning, which classes we were going to take in school in combination with what books were we going to need, kind of a back in my day type of thing. I think since our phones represent so much to us, it's fine that we use them for as many things as they can provide. If we're spending time with other people, I think it's important that we work to remain present in what we're doing and the people that are in front of us. Something that my family did a few times is what we called no connectivity days. This was usually some Saturday, and we would still use our computers to watch movies, and we would still use our phones to do things that didn't involve texting, social media, email, and that kind of thing. The point wasn't to remove all technology from our life, but to focus on spending time with each other instead of being together, yet using our technology to reach out to everybody other than those who we were sitting next to. Some of my past jobs working in computer operations also meant that my phone would herald the news that something was broken, I was about to be interrupted, and I needed to fix something and deal with people who were potentially angry that their thing was broken. I've definitely had phantom cell phone vibration, where you swear that your cell phone vibrated. In fact, I would be holding my phone in my hand and think that I felt a vibration on my belt. Clearly not possible when I'm holding my phone. My point is that in this time of my life, the phone wasn't the problem. The pager duty was. And the fact that we didn't have on-call rotation and that we were basically working all the time. Next, I think that sometimes being on our phone a lot, even in the company of others, represents boredom. Maybe we should step away, or we shouldn't even be at this event in the first place. We've adapted a bit into a mentality that, well, if I'm bored or this conversation isn't heading in the direction that I'm most interested in, I'll just pull my phone out and do something on my phone, instead of what we used to do, where we would use more social skills to redirect the conversation or change the conversation. Last but not least, sometimes people say, how come you're on your phone so much? Because they wish their phone was as cool as your phone. Thanks for listening. Again, I'm Ivan Fetch on Twitter.